have a return guest. That doesn't usually happen.
Very rarely happens. Jay Farrow is here. Honestly, Jay, not because you're sitting here, but one of the best impressionists working anywhere today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
you
that.
You are.
Man. I appreciate that, baby.
You know what's great about your impressions is it's impressions of people that we have not seen done before. A lot of times with impressionists, they do impressions that you've seen a bunch of times, not with you.
Yeah, they'll do the walking over and over again. You know, with the Bill Cosby that like to do the Cosby. You know. I love mixing it up and finding new ones like Jason Statham or a John Mulaney or something like that.
Can you do either or both of those for us?
Yeah, do both,
please.
John Mulaney.
And they're both Caucasian.
Yes.
And actually, a fact, the more you know, one of them NBC facts, I do white people.
Okay, fine.
So which one we want to do?
Start out with Jason Statham.
Okay, I'm Jason Statham. Jason Statham talks like this. Listen, mate. If you don't listen to what I do, I'll break all your bones in your body. Me and The Rock got a movie coming out. Don't we, Rock?
That's right. It's called Hobbs.
Thank you. Your voice is too turned up. But right now, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock, mate. No one wants to hear that right now. It's early in the morning. Right. Yeah.
And then John Mulaney just talks like this. Oh,
my voice is kind of messed up.
That's
sorry.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. John Mulaney,
I'm John Mulaney, and I'm loving it.
There it goes.
I'm John Mulaney. What's up, dude? They're all bitches.
Why does he talk like he's an old man from the 40s from New York when he's from Chicago and only 36?
Because he is. He is an old man from New York. And let's clear it out. Let's air it out. Let's talk about the fact that Morgan Freeman is 497 years old. Okay, all right. He's 78 BC. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. 78 BC. He's a young man.
You probably crossed paths with John a bit at SNL, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah,
how I developed the impression.
That's so funny.
I'm so sorry. My voice is on the I'm drinking. But folks, if you don't know, you can't see what's happening right now. When I'm drinking lemon, I just did this wild, crazy impression reel thing where I had to do like 25 different voices, and now my it's opting out a little bit, so everybody's going to sound like they have a cold.
Well, that's fine. That's
people
fine.
Get colds?
Yeah, that's right. And I know it's Chicago, right? Of course people get colds out here.
Everybody here has a cold. Don't
y'all
feel
got,
bad.
Yeah, I know. It's Chicago. Y'all got colds out here, liars. Everybody's out here.
The impression.
Yes, we have liars. How about that? Can I just jump in with that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
All right, so Jussie Smollett,
if that's his real name.
You know, people were behind him. I hate to.
I was too. I had to archive my post.
Mm. So you were there supporting him on social media because it was a terrible thing that allegedly happened.
Yeah, at first, because when you hear that somebody who is, of course, in the LGBT community and a black man gets violently attacked. Maliciously just for being gay or being black, you're like, hey, I want to stand behind that.
Yeah.
And once you start hearing the story, and you're like, wait a minute, two black dudes put a noose around your neck?
Right.
Like, nooses are kryptonite to black people. We'll start breaking out, okay? We start sneezing, the eyes start watering, you know what I mean? Those really tears because we're really thinking about some stuff. And we get chills, we get little bumps on our flesh, we start breaking out. And you said that they said it's MAGA country? What black person, I've never experienced a black person claims Trump openly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they did it, if they do it, they're going to do it on the low. You're not going to be like, hey, it's MAGA country. N-word, that just sound fabricated. You know what I mean? I just can't believe, I couldn't believe that. Like, okay, if you want to see who supports Trump as black people, listen up. Only thing you got to do next Thanksgiving is start talking trash about Trump and see who's in the corner sipping a Heineken not saying nothing. Because that person voted for Trump
and
put him in office. That's your answer right there.
If you're him today, what do you do next? Because he still maintains that his story is true. He's still going with that.
If I'm him, what do I do? I put on a chastity belt. That's what I do. Because he got to go to jail.
Yeah.
He got to go to prison. And you don't want him to crack that code. I'm just saying. The man is playing. He plays a character. He is actually. And now he going to jail. What? Hey.
And he ain't playing a character anymore. They've knocked him off. Empire said that he's not going to be on the last two episodes.
Yeah,
he had it all going. I mean, he was going to do his music video on there. He wanted what he's never going to get.
Yeah, but you can't lie.
I know.
You know what I mean? There have been people who have been through terrible, terrible situations like that. also, you know, and you want to get, you get behind. You could talk about anybody, like the climate that we are in right now. You're talking about everybody from Trayvon Martin to, God dang it. There's just so many people that discriminatory things have happened to. Sure. So you can't try to take charge. You can't take charge in that way and lie.
Right.
It's gotta be true, because if not, everybody's going to turn on you.
Yeah.
You know, and now that's how we feel. Like, yo, dog, you lied to us. Right. You're like the Negro who cried wolf. Right. You're crying wolf.
Yeah.
And now you're singing wolf, because you're a singer too, but you're crying wolf. You a wolf crier. You feel me?
Yes.
Yes, totally.
Yo, don't lie. Listen, there's so much lying out there right now. These man weaves out there. You stop lying, okay? You seen these man weaves? Ladies, let me tell you something. If you go out with a man before you hop into bed with this man, make sure he take a shower with you to see if all that stuff wash off. Because if it wash off, he's a liar. And you know. But, you know, some of y'all like it. You know, some of you, you know, ladies, y'all be putting on the weaves too. Y'all do that. So maybe y'all could use the same adhesive. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you glue. You use the same glue. And it'd be arguments like this here. Oh, so you didn't put adhesive on the list? You didn't put adhesive? You use all the glue up, but you ain't put it on the list? For real? You ain't the only one with a weave in this house, Tayron. You ain't the only one with a weave in this house, Tayron. You better put it on the list, Tayron, okay? He's sitting there like, all right, yeah, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
When will you get? You're not married. No kids. When will that change for you? Are you hoping that?
A couple of years. Yeah, you know what I mean, yeah, a couple of years.
You have a game plan?
Yeah, I got a game plan. I'm talking to somebody cool.
Yeah. Somebody in show business or not in
show
business?
She's actually in show business. Yeah.
Is it a name we'd recognize?
Probably, but I'm not going to say.
You don't want to say?
You're a smart man.
Yeah. I keep it. But I'm telling you, we're going to make a Blendian. If that's in it. Yep, a Blendian. Black and Indian. Blendian. Yep. That's what we're going to do. And that's all I'm going to say. You know, you know the race, but I'm not going to say who it is. You know? I'm looking at Nick Jonas. I'm like, yeah, I want that.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Now, shout out to Nick Jonas. Sorry.
So all you'll tell us is that she is
she's in the industry. So it's you have to you know, you definitely have to schedule out time, you know. And you just, that's what you do. You put it in your schedule, you put it in your agenda.
Right.
But she will understand it if she's in the business too.
She definitely understands
how
it.
How did
that's
you
why
meet
I work.
Her? You don't have to say who it is. We just know she she's
how'd I meet her? I met her at her show about four, almost 5 years ago, and we started a friendship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it relationships developed. Yeah, you
that's
know.
The best way to start
that's
as friends.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yep.
That's
going
great.
In it with no BS.
That's no BS. So
does she, Jay, in a time of passion, does she say, can you do a certain voice for me? Has that ever happened?
Nah, she likes my voice.
Oh, see, that's very good.
Now, I have been asked to do stuff before.
Yeah?
I've been,
during?
Yeah, well, yeah, during.
Yeah?
Bill, jeez.
This is facts. Look, my ex, I'm going to just tell you the situation. My ex, I was in the bed, we were doing grown-up stuff, and I didn't want to finish because she was going ham, and I told her she needed to slow down. I was like, you need to slow this down.
Yes.
And since she didn't hear me, I did the Jay-Z laugh, and she just got off and started laughing hysterically for 10. So it bought me a 10 extra minutes.
Wow. Well, that's great. Jay Farrow is here, everybody.
She was like, oh, my God, you're so crazy. I was like, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm smart. I'm trying to last.
Jay Farrow is going to be appearing at Zanies all this weekend. Zanies.com has all your ticket information. Go see Jay Farrow. More after this. It's Bill, Wendy, and Jay on WGN. The great Jay Farrow is here. He's performing at Zanies all this weekend. Zanies.com has your ticket information. Jay, translate. Since you did a little bit of Jay-Z for us, translate
yeah,
a Jay-Z
sure.
word for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means yeah.
It just means yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
I'm
you're
gonna
green.
Start saying it.
Yeah. You want to go to the store? Yeah. Yo, you want a hot dog? Yeah. Yo, you want a massage? Yeah. It feels good. It's good for it. It clears out your palate.
That's excellent.
Your sister's usually here with you, but she's had a baby.
She got a baby now, man.
Uncle Jay.
Uncle Jay Farrow.
What's that like? Is that amazing?
Man, I have sentimental moments where I stare at this baby and I just look at him and I say, man, you're a beautiful baby. And then I get really, really serious. And I'm like, but I can't believe somebody smashed my sister. Somebody.
Oh, you're sentimental.
Somebody smashed my sister, and I was not there to stop it. As the little brother, I have failed my sister's fallopians. I have failed. I have failed. I was supposed to be there to stop that, man. And then, you know, I ain't gonna put nobody business out there, man. But yeah. You know what? You always want, no matter whether I'm hooking up with somebody or she's hooking up with somebody, we got each other's backs. You just want your sibling to have somebody that really cares about them and really has them. And their parents are the same way. And like we have a very close knit family, overprotective. I'm from the burbs. I don't drink Kool-Aid. I drink Minute Maid, bitch. That's what I drink. Okay. Silverfish and Ants. Son, you know what I mean? So it's funny, I'm trying, man. But you know, you really like with the close knit of our family, close knitness, we just want each other to have good situations, man. So, you know,
that's excellent.
Yeah, and you know, she that baby is a smart little baby. He's 2 years old and he's already doing impressions. I mean, it's basically a Sesame Street, but come on.
That's all right.
You know, he does a hell of a Elmo, I'll tell you that right now. I mean, his voice is like really small, so you know, it's spot on. Just like me doing Will Smith is not really me doing Will Smith, it's just me talking. Because people say I sound like him. You know, maybe not now, because my joint is messed up, but I'm a genie. That's not hard. That's not, I'm a genie. Here to grant your wishes.
Why do you think he does that noise? Because he does. He does that. What's
he's clearing his throat.
Is that what he's doing?
he's just clearing his throat. He's got a lot of phlegm. He's got to clear his throat, man. Yeah. I don't know if he smokes. He should. If I was Will Smith, I'd be smoking every day.
Smoking all the time.
I'm like, yo, I got these kids, this big house. I want some weed. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Is it legal here?
It's not legal here
not yet.
But I'm sure.
Medical is.
Any minute.
Medical's medical, right?
Yeah.
I got medical problems.
What's your problem?
In your nails.
Say arthritis.
Arthritis.
Yeah.
Arthritis. That's my problem.
That's the problem.
Arthritis. That's what I have. I got a little bit of gout, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, then you need some medical.
I do.
You have to have
I know, right?
Yeah.
I do.
Some glaucoma you were saying earlier.
A little glaucoma. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I feel like you all should give me some. I feel like if you have some, you should provide
it. Should be sent to you.
It should be sent to my hotel.
Do you help your nephew? Like, he's 2. You started doing impressions, I think, at 6, you said, right?
He starts 4 years before me. I'm
so
scared of him.
Do you help him through that process, or you just say, let him go, let's see what he's got?
I'd be like, okay, punk.
Really?
It's more like that. All right, punk, what you gonna do? And he'll do it, and I'll be like, yep, when you get old enough and get in the comedy game, I'm leaving. I'm not staying in because of Parker Prince. Ah. His name is Parker Prince. That baby's a butthole. Parker Prince. Yeah, that's right, I said it. He is a little butthole, man. He's a little butt. He laughs like this. I'm like, wow, where did you get that laugh? He's at a country club laugh. Every time he laughs, your credit score goes up. I'm just saying,
that's
man.
Funny.
I'm just, hey, yo, speaking of credit reports and stuff, you know what they need to start doing?
Because
I'm tired of it. It's just so many Me Too cases, brother. It's so many. Now, they have a list of 76 people who they're taking down.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how many they've taken down so far, but they're not done.
Yeah.
But I feel like they just like a credit report. They need to have a Me Too report. Just run your Me Too report. See what.
How
y'all.
Would this work?
I'm 800. I'm good.
Oh, you're all right. Yeah, 800.
That's
fine.
A high score.
Yeah, yeah. Like 826. I'm straight. You know what I mean?
You want a high score or a low score?
High.
With this?
You probably want a high score.
High score is better.
High score is better. That means you're safe. You're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you mess with somebody with like a 650 or something,
look around.
Yeah. You need to get it. You need some self control. Run a Me Too report.
Yeah.
I'm sure Diddy's is extraneous. Sorry. Why did I do that? Why did I just mention P. Diddy?
No, you're fine.
Why did I do that?
You're fine.
I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that his Me Too report is whatever.
No, it's fine. It's fine. When you were doing SNL, did they ever come up with a character for you that you just said, I cannot do this voice. I've tried. I cannot get it.
Nah.
It's never happened.
No.
That's amazing.
It was never that. You do this impression. Every time they would throw impressions on me, I'd be like, yeah, I do it.
There
was so many characters. So many characters I would do at the table. And we just didn't do them on the show.
Like who? Who came up that you just never got to air?
It was this psychic character that wasn't a psychic. He was like a He was like just this guy that everybody liked to call up and mess with because he looked weird.
Oh.
So he was like, hey, how y'all doing? I'm here for the help. I'm here for the help everybody in this situation.
And you would have people call him up, be like, you suck. He'd be like, well, you suck as well. And it was just like it was all of that. It was this YouTube guy that it was me, it was Michael Che and Tim Robinson, right?
Yeah.
We were all sitting there one day and they were watching this video. I was like, what is this? And we're like, yo, we're gonna turn this into a character for you.
Yeah.
I was like, great. Did it at the table. Killed and it just never got on.
Oh.
That one, I had DeJuan, that character that I did on Returns and Exchanges, not Returns and Exchanges, the rental car sketch.
Yeah.
With Drake. I had that character for 4 years. We just never never put it on until the end.
What was the guy's name who was always at school functions who would say attention teachers and students?
Principal Fry.
Principal Fry.
Attention teachers and students. Attention teachers and students. There's a hornet baboon outside right now. I hope that you got your behinds covered up because he is taking no prisoners. It's just like, it was just random stuff. It was basically my high school principal with an Asian twang. Like, I put more of an
really?
Asian. Really? Yeah, and I turned him into
a character. That's a real guy.
It's kind of. Yeah,
based on a real guy.
I added some stuff to him. You know.
So good to see you.
No, so
always
good to
fun
be
to
here.
See you. I know you've been involved in so many TV shows, but
yes.
A million little things.
Yeah, man.
You're on that now.
I'm on a million
big,
little
that's
things
huge.
Now. And I could be returning next season.
I
just
hope
giving
so.
You all the heads up.
Excellent.
I hope so. That
heads
would be
up
nice.
For your cable provider. Make sure you don't discontinue ABC.
No, ever.
You don't have to watch NBC no more.
No, it's you're done with them.
I'm playing. I'm not going to diss NBC. I love NBC, but make sure you got ABC.
That's important.
Make sure you check out. I'm gonna come back on Champagne Ill as well.
All right.
I got another show called Special Skills. I got 4 movies coming out this year. I'm starting 3 of
good.
Them.
Good.
Man, I'm shooting my special this year, man. There's a lot of
I'm
stuff
thrilled.
Happening.
We're both thrilled for
good
you.
For yeah,
you. Keep
man.
It up.
They're like, good for you, man.
No, that's
like
real.
I just got out of rehab. That's good for you, Jay.
Good for you.
Glad
keep up
to
the good
see
work.
Everything's working out.
Go see Jay Farrow at Zanies all this weekend. Zanies.com has all your ticket information in the schedule.
Let me try again.
I'm John Mulaney, and I'm loving it.
That's
nailed it.
There it is.
Lemon up, buddy.
Yeah, man.
More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.